I find it interesting that for a majority of the human experience, we didn't know what cells were. The human body is made up of billions of microorganisms, cells and bacteria and all that different stuff. And for, I mean, since human history began, you know, we had this as part of our physiology, but we didn't know or understand it, right? And there are other instances of this, you know, in the last, let's say, few hundred years, we have made incredible revolutions in understanding the world that we live in through science and technology. But at the same time, sometimes I wonder how much we were actually really meant to understand the world and how much understanding the world in and of itself is really worth being an ultimate goal. Some other examples, or at least one that just jumped to my head. I mean, like, obviously we had, I forget the scientist. I don't believe it was Galileo, but it might have been. Whichever scientists, you know, hundreds of years ago discovered, you know, that we were on a planet floating through space, but we couldn't even go to space, you know, because we understood, hey, those things in the sky, we're not on some flat plane. We're on a globe that's flying through space, hurtling through the galaxy or through literally space. Right. And, I said this before, you know, but there are, mathematical, oddities in nature with things like the golden ratio, which is fascinating. And, the science involved with, the way our human eyes work and stuff like that. And to top it all off, I mean, if you just think about the human experience, right, there are so many aspects to the way that the human experience doesn't actually connect to the science involved with being alive. So, like, we're not, like, sitting down after we eat, like, digesting our food. Do you know what I mean? Like, we didn't know, I mean, until we really probably started doing, like, you know, hundreds, probably thousands of years ago, we really started to do the research and do the science on, like, what's going on with our body? Okay, what do the lungs do? What does the heart do? You know, and trying to figure out this stuff. Antibiotics, as an example, you know, like, we didn't understand how certain bacterial infections worked, and then when they killed people, how to sort of fix that problem and all this stuff. But at the same time, we don't need to understand the world beyond very basic black and white needs for survival to live. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy that, like, we have all of this information available to us now with the advent of the internet and modern science and technology, yet none of that information was ever, like, a necessity in order to live. It's like we only ever had, like, fight or flight reactions from predators and food and water, because our body tells us we need to drink and we need to eat, we need to go to the bathroom and we need to sleep and we need to escape the predators that come at us. And, like, in some sense, that's it, right? And I think it's interesting because we're at a point with with information where we're just, like, freaking overloaded, dude. Like, we're just overloaded. We have so much information at our fingertips that I don't necessarily know that we were ever meant to, I don't want to say meant to have this information, but, like, I don't know that, like, all of the stuff we're having in our society is just freaking new. I mean, it's like in human history, you know? And I'll sort of give an analogy about something that I've thought about for a long time, like a good portion of my life, you know? Regardless of the belief in the ultimate truth of everything, let's say, you know, people have argued, is there a life after death? You know, is there a God? You know, what happens when we die, like all these different questions, you know, that people have answers to, right? Well, essentially, the big thing that I think everybody has concluded up to this point is that we won't know the answer, okay? There's basically sort of like a human limit to the ability for us to understand the world, right? And the closer and closer and closer that we get to that limit, it's like the harder it seems like it is to push against it, you know? And we're at that point right now where we're just kind of like, we've solved so many problems and we're still working on solving certain ones, you know, like we're still working on how to cure things like cancer, and, you know, through pharmaceutical means and stuff. And it's like, it's crazy to me that despite all of these years of trying to understand the world, we didn't need to understand the world to be alive, but also I don't necessarily know that understanding for the sake of understanding is an ultimate is the kind of goal that we were ever meant to like achieve, you know? I think if we were meant to understand the world when we were sort of dropped here and just plopped in here like the Hunger Games, like thousands of years ago, millions or whatever, like I would think that we would have been told the rules, but it's like we weren't. And it's like humans just worked really, really hard over generations and millennia to just like figure out what the game was we were playing here. Only for the more information we have available to be true, the harder it is for us to know what to do with the information sometimes. You know, like all this information has helped us with a lot of things, you know, like medical care has become significantly easier to understand, at least. Because like if I get sick, it's not like I have a curse. Like we used to think we were cursed or something because we didn't know that microbiomes and microbiology was a thing. And so when I sneezed, people thought I was going to die. And they didn't understand that like none of us understood that, oh, there's actually a pathogen in you. And if it's a virus, maybe you're okay, hopefully. And if it's a bacteria, sayonara if it's the bad one because we can't take care of that. And so we didn't understand that for a long time. And so it's like, so there are incredible revolutions with some of the information, but I don't know necessarily that our minds and our bodies and our brains and society was ever like designed to sort of function with all of this. And it's been on my mind lately. I think even if we weren't meant to understand the world, it's nice to have the information, but I still think we need to consider the fact that like there's a broader problem here, which is beyond just understanding the world. It's like maybe what we're supposed to do here is just like exist, and like life is just meant to be a thing that is experienced. I've seen that comment before on like a YouTube video, but I sort of wonder that, like, is life just something? If we were not dropped here with all of that information to begin with, if we were dropped into a game without the rules, maybe the rules weren't the most important part. You know what I mean? Like, you look at Jumanji. That's a good movie, and that's a game that's got some freaking rules, and they tell you the rules, and then you go, and then it's a fiesta, it's a festival, right? It's crazy. So imagine if you dropped down into Jumanji with no rules. You'd be like, what's going on? And I think that, like, in a lot of ways, life has been that way, and we've just had generations of people playing Jumanji IRL and going, hey, this is what we learned, and this is what we learned, and this is what we learned. But at the end of the day, we never really got answers as to how we got here, why we're here, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so I kind of wonder if it's an impossible force, meaning an immovable object, to ever get the full answers as to whether or not we're supposed to understand why we're here and what we're doing here. But at the end of the day, I think that then comes down to the question of what we're going to do about it. Because it doesn't really make a difference if we know or don't know. The lack of us knowing still necessitates the question of what are we going to do about it. As an example, I don't know what I'm doing here in this world, and I don't know how I got here. Doesn't matter that I don't know, what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do with the fact that I'm still here? And that we're all still here in this thing, this sort of giant, you know, MMORPG. Like, what are we supposed to do with the fact that we're all still here? And it's like, we have to kind of figure out an answer for ourselves, I think. Maybe not a universal answer, but at least an answer for ourselves as to, like, why we're here. At least one that can stave off the boredom and can stave off the answers. Because, like, I think there are a lot of people out there, sometimes to my detriment, myself included, that are like, if we can just find out all the answers, things will get better. And that's just not true. It just isn't. Because like I said, I don't think we were ever meant to know all of the answers. And if we were not meant to know them, then there's a very, very good chance that like we may never find them. And if we can accept that we never find them, then what do we do?